Hare Krishna. I sincerely and respectfully welcome all our guests to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Today, through the streets of the downtown of Bombay, Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Subhadramayi will be traveling on their royal chariots. Out of their causeless mercy, to give their blessed darshan to all living entities without discrimination. The Lord appears in this world simply for the sake of attracting the fallen souls back to His loving service. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, came to this world specifically for this purpose. The ancient festival of Ratha Yatra, which has been conducted in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham for many thousands of years, was brought to the streets of practically every city on every continent of the world by the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. People come to the temple when they are sincere because they want connection to the Supreme Lord. But most of the population will not come to the temples because their stubbornness of ego will not permit them to come to submit to the will of the Lord. Thus the Lord is so kind that He comes right out into the streets with His devotees to cast His merciful glance upon everyone, to give all classes of men and women the chance to render service to Him by pulling His chariot. It is said in Puranas, anyone who pulls the chariot of Jagannath never takes birth again in this material world. To see the devotees lovingly dancing and singing in the service of the Lord, to take the prasad of the Lord, it is one of the most effective and blissful forms of preaching the supreme message of Sanatana Dharma. In the Western world, Ratha Yatra has been performed since 1968 in San Francisco. First place out of Jagannath Puri where Ratha Yatra was celebrated. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada called the temple in San Francisco, California, New Jagannath Puri. And there has been Ratha Yatra there ever since that time. Srila Prabhupada went to New York City in 1965. He was alone, with no support, no followers, living in the ghetto of the Bowery. But he would walk around making plans of how to inundate the city with Krishna consciousness. In 1977, just a few years later, the most important street, Fifth Avenue, of the most influential city in the world, New York, was closed so that Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra on their three beautiful chariots could ride along the streets along with thousands of devotees hearing and chanting. Srila Prabhupada was riding upon Subhadra Mai's cart. What a great victory that was. Even the New York Police Department were Jagannath's personal servants, leading the way for his chariot to move forward. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth during his stay in Puri, for many years his devotees would come especially to celebrate Ratha Yatra with him. I have been requested to speak on this subject matter today. The wonderful pastime of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal associates celebrated Ratha Yatra. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the benediction that anyone who submissively and attentively hears this story will without a doubt become the eternal personal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. The Supreme Absolute Truth expands into two forms for the sake of supreme bliss, of love, that is Radha and Krishna. Those two forms of Radha and Krishna have again become one in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna searching to experience the ecstasy of the love of Srimati Radharani within his own heart. The festival of Ratha Yatra, as celebrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gives from the most fundamental principles of bhakti, as well as instructions on the highest levels of the ecstatic love in the spiritual world. Both the absolute perfection and the means to achieve it are beautifully revealed within this pastime. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and then by the request of his devotees went to Puri. He requested his devotees' permission to travel to South India. He traveled for about 2 years through South India. There, in every town and village he happened to come, he gave the same message to everyone. You don't have to give up your homes or your occupation. What is required is that you always take the name of Krishna. And by some means or other, tell others about Krishna. Help others to become Krishna conscious. Because factually, the first and foremost duty of a grihastha, according to all the Vedic scriptures, is to keep God in the center of their lives and to be charitable to others. And the most beneficial charity is to give someone Krishna consciousness. Because that is charity to the soul, which is everlasting and for the ultimate benefit of everyone. So therefore, literally millions upon millions of people, just by hearing this instruction from the Lord, seeing his beautiful dancing, and together with the Lord, loudly chanting the holy names, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made major impact. Without discrimination, whether one was a highly learned Brahmin, or whether one was a so-called outcast living in the jungles, even the animals, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would give pure love of God to, by requesting them to simply take the name of Krishna, hear about Krishna, and speak about Krishna. After the Lord left Puri for South India, the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was his spiritual master. Is there another one of these? This just keeps falling. Maharaj Prataparudra requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to explain to him, who is this great personality that I have heard visited Jagannath Puri? I understand there was a very, very advanced sannyasi who has come to our town and that he gave special mercy to you. Can you explain something about him to me? I am very much eager to have an interview with him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied that yes, what you heard is true. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crest jewel of all sannyasis, he has appeared within Jagannath Puri and gave his causeless mercy to me. But I'm afraid that he has already left on a tour of South India. King Prataparudra asked Sarvabhauma, why did you let him leave? If he is such a great personality, why didn't you somehow or other, by some means, keep him here? King Prataparudra said that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the independent person who does what he wants to do. No one can hold him back if it is his desire. King Prataparudra, he said, you are a great personality. You are learned in the scriptures. And I accept you as my spiritual master. Therefore, if you tell me that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then I wholeheartedly accept it. Please, my life depends on you arranging for me to have the darshan of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, this is very difficult because the Lord in the role of a sannyasi does not meet with people who are engrossed in materialistic affairs. This is how he sets the standard for others in the renounced order of life. So it will be very, very difficult for you to meet him. Maharaj Prataparudra begged him helplessly, please try. After some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri, and all the devotees gathered around to greet him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired from King Prataparudra that the Lord requires a proper residence. It should be a place very close to Jagannath's temple, but also a place that is very quiet and peaceful. King Prataparudra said, I know just the right place, the home of Kashi Mishra. He requested Kashi Mishra to allow the Lord to stay with him. And Kashi Mishra was filled with joy and gratitude. When Lord Chaitanya returned, he was brought to the house of Kashi Mishra by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Kashi Mishra said, my dear Lord, I am so much grateful to you that you have accepted my home as your own. Today I offer my family, my home, my wealth, my very life at your lotus feet. Everything is yours. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with him that he manifested his forearm form of Narayan to the eyes of Kashi Mishra. There he saw the Lord standing with the conch shell, the disc, the club and the lotus flower. And his heart filled with pure ecstatic love. The devotees started coming to meet Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was introducing each and every one of them to the Lord. Then came Bhavananda Rai, who was the father of Ramananda Rai. When Lord Chaitanya saw him, he was very happy. He said, "You are supremely fortunate to have a son like Ramananda Rai, who is the very jewel amongst men. I consider that you are Maharaj Pandu, your wife is Kunti, and your five sons are the five Pandavas." Bhavananda Rai, he replied, "I am a fourth class man, addicted to all kinds of bad habits. I have no qualifications, but by your causeless mercy, you have accepted me as your servant. Now whatever I have is yours. In fact, this son of mine, Vaninath Patanayaka, I am offering to him to you to be your personal servant, and he will do anything you say at any time." After meeting all the devotees, King Prataparudra approached in a private place Lord Chaitanya and told him that the king, Prataparudra, he very, very much wants to meet you. He's a very great personality. He loves you dearly. Please grant him your darshan. Lord Chaitanya became very grave. "Do you know what you are asking of me? For a sannyasi to meet a king who is involved in all these materialistic affairs is like drinking poison." Niskinchanasya bhagava bhajano mukasya param param jagamasor bhavasagarasya. He quoted a sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam that for one in the renounced order who desires to cross over the ocean of material birth and death, to associate with materialistic people or the opposite sex for materialistic purpose is more deadly than drinking poison willingly. Then the Lord said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "If you ever make this request again to me, I will leave this place and you will never ever see me again." After some time, King Prataparudra came to Jagannath Puri. Actually, he was in Cuttack. And he sent a letter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and asked him, "Did you arrange for me to meet with the Lord?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "I tried. I really tried. But he will not meet a king." King Prataparudra, his heart was broken. He said, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He has descended into this world to deliver even the most sinful, wretched souls. He has given love of God through his darshan to Jagai and Madhai, two drunken criminals. He has come to give his mercy indiscriminately to every living being with the exception of the most unfortunate fallen soul named Prataparudra. If he is not willing to give me his darshan, I see no reason to go on living. I will most certainly give up my life." Actually, this was a personal conversation they had. King Prataparudra was addressed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, because you have this dhritavrata, this firm determination to serve the Lord, therefore the Lord will most definitely give you His mercy. I will tell you a plan. In the future, the Lord will celebrate Ratha Yatra. At a certain place, He will go into a beautiful garden due to being tired from dancing throughout the whole day. You should take off your royal clothes and there sing to the Lord the five chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam describing Krishna's Ras Lila with gopis. And the Lord will certainly embrace you and bestow His full mercy upon you. Just be patient. Anyone with this determination, willing to give up everything for the service of the Lord is conquered by that. So, after a few days, Ramananda Rai came to Jagannath Puri. When the Lord saw him, he was so happy. He embraced him and wept in transcendental love. Ramananda Rai explained that when we met during your South Indian trip, you requested me to give up my government service as the governor of the Madras province so that I can live with you always in Puri. I approached the king, Maharaj Prataparudra, and requested him that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has requested me that I give up my service to live in him with Puri. I beg your permission and blessings to do so. As soon as King Prataparudra heard your name, he got up from his throne and embraced me. Just by hearing the name Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tears flowed from his eyes, his limbs were trembling, his hairs were standing on end. He was revealing the symptoms of divine ecstatic love. Rejoicing, he said, "You are so fortunate. I give you leave from your service and I will give you full salary for your pension and all blessings to go to Jagannath Puri to serve the Lord. You are so fortunate. But I am so unfortunate that He will not see me." Ramananda Rai said that when I saw the ecstasy of love of King Prataparudra by just hearing your name, I understood what a perfect devotee he is. I do not even have a drop of the love that he has for you. Lord Chaitanya replied that you are most advanced devotee. And because this king has pleased you, because he has satisfied his heart through his service to you, it is for certain that Lord Krishna will bestow his mercy on this king. Then the Lord quoted from the Adi Purana, which explains that Krishna is telling, one who declares himself my devotee is not my devotee. He is not very dear to me. My real devotee is that person who declares himself to be the devotee of my devotee. He is most dear to me. Then he quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika, that there is no higher service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead than being the servant of His servant, being the devotee of His devotee. He quoted from Padma Purana, where Lord Shiva tells Parvati that there are many people in the world who worship the demigods, but the greatest person is the person who worships the source of all the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. But greater than the person who worships Vishnu is the person who worships and serves the devotees who are very dear to Lord Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard the common saying, love me, love my dog. This is not spoken so much in India, but in the West, dog is very much loved by their master because the dog is obedient to the master. And therefore, people love their dogs. And if you kick their dog, you become their worst enemy. But if you make their dog happy, you become their eternal friend. That is the way culture is in the West. We have seen it. Love me, love my dog. If you actually want to please me, show love for that person that I love. Prabhupada gives the example. If you want to approach a very, very big person, it's very difficult. You give him a small gift, he doesn't need it. But if you give even the slightest thing to his son, and the son is happy and comes to the father smiling, look what he gave me, then the father is conquered. Conquered by that gesture that you showed love to someone he loves. And that is the principle of bhakti. To be the servant of the servant of the servant. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his heart of hearts, he accepted King Prataparudra as his own. His heart melted because he heard that the king had so lovingly pleased his devotee. The king sent a letter, and again he requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, if you cannot arrange an interview with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because I'm a king, then I vow I will give up my kingdom. I will step down from the throne. I'll give up all my wealth. I'll give up my palace. And I'll live on the streets as a beggar. Because my whole kingdom, all my wealth, and all the power and fame that I have are simply useless if they are preventing me from getting the mercy of the Lord. They have no meaning. They're simply a burden. Thus I will become a beggar if that is the price I have to pay. When the king saw this letter, he immediately brought it to the other Vaishnavas. They were astonished. He meant every word that he was saying. He's such a great king. Somehow or other, they were thinking, we have to convince Lord Chaitanya to see him. They were thinking, but how? If we ask him again, he'll leave. He won't come back. So they made a plan. We won't ask him. We'll just all go before him right now, and we'll just begin to describe the glorious devotion of the king. So they all went to Lord Chaitanya's residence at Gambira. They stood there. Lord Chaitanya looked at them. They were silent. The Lord asked, I see that you have come here to speak something. Why you are afraid to speak? Then Nityananda Prabhu, very bluntly, he said, my dear Lord, we're afraid to speak. Because King Prataparudra, he's such a great devotee. He's given his heart and soul to you. If you do not allow him to see you, then he will give up his kingdom and become a beggar with an ivory earring, living on the streets. Lord Chaitanya replied that actually, for one in the renounced order of life, if he associates with materialistic people, he will be criticized. I do not fear your criticism, but I fear very much the criticism of Damodar Pandit. If he gives my blessings for me to see the king, then it is possible. So all the devotees looked at Damodar Pandit. Damodar Pandit was very expert at criticizing the Lord any time he in any way deviated from the principles of a sannyasi. So the Lord looked at Damodar Pandit, and Damodar Pandit replied, "You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are independent. You can do whatever you like. Because this king has surrendered his life to you with pure love, I know for sure that you will give your mercy to him. You are conquered by the love of your devotee." Then Nityananda Prabhu spoke that we don't want to interfere with your mood, my Lord, but just to keep the king alive for some time, perhaps you can give a piece of your cloth as prasad that we can present to him. The Lord said, "Whatever you feel is best, you can do." So Nityananda Prabhu got a piece of the Lord's outer garment that he had worn from Govinda. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya presented that to King Prataparudra. He was in ecstasy. This is tadiya, the paraphernalia of the Lord. When he received it, he put that piece of cloth on his altar, and in ecstatic love, he worshipped that piece of cloth as he would worship the deity of the Lord himself. On another day, Ramananda Rai, he had a plan to somehow induce the Lord to see King Prataparudra. So he made a very, very sincere request to Lord Chaitanya. The Lord said, "Do you know that if a sannyasi engages in any activity that is not suitable to his ashram, then the whole world will criticize him? Just like if you take a pure white cloth and put a spot of ink on it, everyone will simply point to that spot of ink. If you take a pot of sweet rice, kheer, but you put one drop of liquor in it, it becomes abominable. I must fear the criticism of the public with my body, my mind, and my words in order for me to preach. Please consider these things." But it is said in the scriptures that the Father lives in the Son. Bring the Son of the King to see me, and this will fulfill your purpose. So Ramananda Rai brought the little prince. This little prince had a dark complexion, beautiful lotus-like eyes, and they decorated him with nice jewels and garments. He looked just like Gopal. When he came into Lord Chaitanya's presence, Lord Chaitanya immediately thought of Krishna. He became ecstatic. He said, "Anyone who reminds us of Krishna is our best well-wishing friend. You have given me that remembrance." Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the child. When the Lord embraced him, he invested within his heart unconditional prem, bhakti. The child began to weep and to tremble. He was in ecstatic love. The Lord embraced him again and again and actually made his son one of his personal associates. When this news came to the king, how the Lord favored his son so much, he was so overwhelmed with joy. And when the son came to the king embraced the son, praising his good fortune, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just embraced his son. When he embraced the son, he experienced the same surcharge of ecstatic love as if he embraced Lord Chaitanya directly. The devotees approached King Prataparudra and requested that he make very, very wonderful arrangements for the worship of Lord Jagannath during the festival of Snan Yatra. Snan Yatra takes place on the full moon night of the month of Jyeshtha. And at that time, it is said to be the appearance day of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So they perform Abhishekam. Throughout the day, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pots of water and the Panchamrita and the Panchakavya are offered to Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates spent the whole day seeing the beauty of the Abhishekam of Lord Jagannath. They were filled with bliss. But at the end of the day, Lord Jagannath, he goes into seclusion for 15 days. It is called Anabasar, where the pujaris, called the dayatas and the dayatapatis, they renovate the body of Jagannath by repainting him and giving him so many wonderful, wonderful services. So during that time, no one is allowed to see Lord Jagannath. For the devotees, this was the most painful time of the year. To be right there in Puri and not to see Lord Jagannath was unbearable. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not tolerate remaining in Puri. So he went to a beautiful place near the ocean called Brahmagiri, where there is the temple of Alalanath. This deity of Alalanath was at one time in South India worshipped by the Alwars, the associates of the predecessors of Ramanujacharya in the Sri Sampradaya. And by the mystical arrangement of the Lord, he was brought to Orissa near Puri. For those of you who have been to Alalanath, you have seen not only the deity there, but you have seen the stone that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would lay on. Even today you can see the imprint of all the limbs of Lord Chaitanya's body on this stone. Because in his separation from Lord Jagannath, he was in such ecstasy that he caused the stone to melt while he was laying upon it. After some days, the devotees of Bengal were just on the outskirts of Puri. When Lord Chaitanya came back from South India, he told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that my servant, Krishnadas, he said he has Kala Krishnadas. He left me during my tour of South India to join ranks with the Bhattaharis, a tantric sect that seduces people through tantric powers by attracting them to females for illicit sex. But somehow or other, before he fell down, I rescued him. But now that I am in Puri, I relieve him of his service and he can go anywhere he wants. Kal Krishnadas was brokenhearted. The Lord was rejecting him. He began to weep and cry. Then Lord Chaitanya just walked out of the room to take his lunch prasad. But the devotees, who are the Lord's representatives, had great compassion on Kal Krishnadas. They pacified his heart. And they explained that actually Lord Chaitanya loves you. But it is the duty of an acharya and the Supreme Personality of Godhead to set the proper standards for human society to follow. So the devotees decided to give Kal Krishnadas the most wonderful service to render to Lord Chaitanya. To go to Bengal and tell Sachimata and all the devotees that Lord Chaitanya had returned from South India. And to narrate the magnificent pastimes the Lord performed that only Kal Krishnadas witnessed. The devotees approached Lord Chaitanya and said, "Can we send someone to Bengal to give Mahaprasad to Sachimata, Adwaita, and all the devotees and tell them about your arrival? They are all suffering for years in separation from you, waiting for this news." The Lord said, "You can do as you like." So they gave Kal Krishnadas large sums of prasad. And he happily went to Bengal, day and night, revealing the wonderful glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, he was always with him 24 hours a day by remembering him and chanting his pastimes and names. So all the devotees immediately started making arrangements to come. When they were at the Ataranala, the bridge which is on the border of Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Govinda and Swarup Damodar to bring garlands and chandan and other gifts to each devotee. At that time, King Prataparudra, along with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya, went on the roof of his palace because he wanted to see who are these people who are coming. They were coming closer and closer. King Prataparudra asked, "Please tell me, who are these people?" He said, "I have seen so many pilgrims, by the millions come to Puri, but I have never seen any people so effulgent and beautiful as these. And they are singing so melodiously, and their dancing is so filled with ecstatic love. Please tell me, who are these people? What are they doing?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "These are the personal devotees of Lord Chaitanya. This is not an ordinary kirtan. This is Prem Sankirtan. This is the kirtan of ecstatic love of Krishna, which has been personally introduced by Lord Chaitanya." Then Gopinathacharya began to explain each and every person in the group. There was over 200 devotees in this procession. Maharaj Prataparudra was filled with love hearing the description of the devotion of each of these devotees. Then Maharaj Prataparudra, he was very curious. He asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, why are they all going to Lord Chaitanya's place to take prasad now? According to the rules and regulations of the scriptures, when one comes to a holy place, he's first supposed to shave his head and fast, not first take prasad. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained, "They are on the path of spontaneous love. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is ordering them to take prasad. He is feeding them with his own hands. How could they refuse?" It is a secondary rule of the scriptures that you have to fast when you come to the holy place. But it's the primary rule of the scriptures, sarvadharman parityaja, to surrender to the will of the Lord. If the Lord is giving you prasad and telling you to eat, how can you do anything but eat? This is love. In fact, even in my own life, I was a Brahmin who from my birth never deviated in the slightest way from any regulative principles of Brahminical life. But one day early in the morning when I was still sleeping, the Lord knocked on my door and I woke up saying, Krishna, Krishna. And immediately He gave me Jagannath's prasad. And I ate it. I didn't even take a bath. I didn't even wash my mouth. I broke all Brahminical principles. I ate the prasad. Because the Lord gave it to me. The Lord was so happy. Lord Chaitanya said that my mission of descending into this world is a success because a hard-hearted Mayavadi Brahmin like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has understood the glories of Krishna's prasad. And then King Pratapa inquired, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord Krishna who has descended on earth. But my question is, why so many scholars studying the Vedas do not accept Him as such? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied that no one can understand who the Supreme Lord is unless that person receives His causeless mercy. It is not simply by scholarship or study. It is not by austerities. It is not by giving massive sums of charity that one can understand who is God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord Krishna who has descended on earth. But my question is, why so many scholars studying the Vedas do not accept Him as such? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied that no one can understand who the Supreme Lord is unless that person receives His causeless mercy. It is not simply by scholarship or study. It is not by austerities. It is not by giving massive sums of charity that one can understand who is God. It is only when the Lord, by His sweet will, bestows His mercy upon His devotee, can that devotee understand his relationship with the Supreme Truth. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually that day, I'm sorry, after taking prasad together, Lord Chaitanya brought them all to Jagannath's temple and led them in ecstatic sankirtan. After dancing for hours and hours and hours before Lord Jagannath, He took them on parikrama around the temple. He performed a great miracle. He divided the devotees into four sankirtan parties. Lord Chaitanya was in the middle of the four parties, and all of them were chanting and dancing in great devotion. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He was looking, and every devotee saw that He's looking only at me. How is that possible? The four parties were in four different directions. He was in the middle. But yet each devotee was seeing that He was looking only at me as I'm dancing and singing. Kaviraj Goswami explains, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, taking prasad on the bank of the Jamuna with the gopas, He performed the miracle where each and every cowherd boy was thinking that Krishna is simply looking at me only. Such mercy, such love. That same lila was performed in Jagannath Puri on that day. The Lord told the superintendent of the temple, as well as Kashi Mishra, that tomorrow we will personally clean the Gundicha temple. I want brooms and buckets brought by the hundreds. The superintendent of temple said, My lord, it is not fit for you to be cleaning the temple, but if that is your desire, we will obey. The next day, early in the morning, Lord Chaitanya personally gave a broom to each and every devotee and told him to sweep the temple. And they swept. He explained to them how they should sweep. Every particle of dust, sand, and straw must be taken away. So they swept the entire temple, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was sweeping. He swept and he swept and he swept. They had such power. All the devotees put together had one pile, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only him, he made another pile of what dust he collected. And his pile was far bigger than all the other hundreds of devotees combined. This was enthusiasm to clean. His mood was, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are coming to this temple. We cannot invite them to the temple unless the temple is perfectly clean. After they thoroughly cleaned everything, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought everyone together and said, Now let us sweep and collect any particle of dust, straw, or sand that we may have missed. So again, for hours, they cleansed. When it was absolutely immaculate, then Lord Chaitanya gave the signals to begin washing the temple. The devotees in great happiness had buckets, and they started throwing the buckets of water on the floor, on the altar, on the ceiling, on the walls. They were just washing and washing and washing. It was such a great festival. There were devotees in line from Indrajumana Srovar just passing buckets and buckets and buckets of water. Then they started finding other sources of wells, and they had lines coming from that direction. And no one spoke a single word except Krishna, Krishna. The only word being chanted through the entire cleansing of Gundicha temple was Krishna, Krishna. And anything anyone needed from another, anything anyone wanted to relate to another, was fully understood in everyone's heart simply by saying Krishna, Krishna. They washed the entire temple. Then they let all the water out. Then they washed it again and let all the water out. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, We should polish every inch of the temple. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was polishing with his own cloth that he was wearing. Sometimes he was literally washing the temple with the tears of ecstasy from his eyes and polishing with his dhoti. When the entire Gundicha temple was clean, then they went to the Nrisingadev temple and cleaned that. When that was clean, the Lord invited everyone to have kirtan. They were chanting and dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to dance to everyone's full satisfaction. Then he stopped dancing and told all the other devotees to dance. Then he turned to the son of Advaitacharya named Gopal and said, Gopal, dance! Gopal began to dance in ecstasy. In front of everyone's eyes, he fell unconscious. His father, Sri Advaita Prabhu, came running to his son, put him on his lap, and saw there was no breath in his body. He appeared to be dead. Advaitacharya began to cry, and all the devotees, along with the father, were shouting the holy names of Krishna as loud as they could in the ears of the son. But the child would not move. They were helpless. Everyone was crying. Then Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, Gopal, stand up. Gopal immediately came to consciousness and stood up. devotees leaped in the air in happiness, loudly chanting the holy name. The next day was the celebration of Netrotsava. Netrotsava means festival to the eyes. It is the first time in 15 days that Lord Jagannath gives his darshan to the public. Very early that morning in the dark, the devotees went to Jagannath's temple. Usually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always stood behind the whole kirtan hall at the Garuda Stambha, but on that day he came right onto the altar with his associates. He was so eager to see Lord Jagannath. When the devotees beheld the beautiful darshan of Sri Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, their hearts were filled with love. As Lord Chaitanya looked at Lord Jagannath, his eyes did not blink. His entire body was motionless, and torrents of tears were flowing from his eyes. They stood there in this condition for hours and hours and hours. Then there was the Rajbhog offering for Lord Jagannath, after which the devotees were asked to leave, and the devotees had big kirtan in front of Jagannath. Then they all went to take prasad. After Netrotsava, the devotees were feeling again unlimited jubilation in their hearts. The next day in the morning began the celebration of Ratha Yatra. The Lord and his devotees all assembled in front of the chariots. The first ceremony that took place was the Pandu Vijay, or Pahandi, where Lord Balaram, Subhadra Devi, Jagannath, and Sudarshan Chakra are carried by the Dayatapatis to the chariot. Last year, about 2,000 of us went to Puri for Ratha Yatra. We have seen this Pandu Vijay ceremony. How Baladev comes out first. He and Jagannath, they are so much anticipating getting on their chariot and traveling to Gundicha temple, which is non different than Vrindavan, that they are intoxicated. And they move as if they are supremely intoxicated. They're going back and forth and side. People in this world, you have seen when they get intoxicated, they do not walk properly. But Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Jagannath, whatever he does is supreme. He is the supreme personality of intoxicated when he is intoxicated. And the Dayatapatis, there's dozens of them around Jagannath's body trying to hold him. And they have ropes around him from the top of his head, and they have ropes around his waist. And Jagannath is just jerking forward and backward and side by side. It's intoxicating to see him in that state. I asked one of the Dayatapatis, do you all practice, you know, how to move Jagannath in that way so he looks so intoxicated? He said, no, not at all. We're all trying to hold him still. He's moving that way. Then they bring him to the top of the cart. We saw this year something extraordinary happened. They were bringing Jagannath up the ramp, And before everyone's eyes, Jagannath just laid down and went to sleep halfway up the ramp to the chariot. And the Dayatapatis, they were struggling and straining and screaming at each other and trying to make every possible effort to get him up, but they couldn't get him up. So finally, the person who was the announcer for the whole Rath Yatra, speakers all over the city of Puri, he started calling out very loud, said, Jagannath, there's 1 million people who are here to see you on your chariot. This is no time to go to sleep. But Jagannath just laid there. But then one of the head Dayatapatis, he heard that and he became very much convinced that this is the way. He started screaming at Jagannath, screaming at him, saying, Jagannath, this is no time to go to sleep. There's 1 million people waiting for you to go on your chariot. He chastised Jagannath. I was shocked. After he chastised him, Jagannath just got right up and went to his chariot. Then the Godas, very big, big, strong men, they began to pull the ropes of Jagannath's chariot. Just when the Rath Yatra was about to begin, King Prataparudra came forward with a broom that had a golden handle. With a sincere and genuinely humble heart, King Prataparudra accepted the role of a street sweeper in the service of Lord Jagannath. Now, as you know, in India, the lowest, most degraded occupation one could have by social caste considerations is that of a bungi. Bungi means street sweeper. I remember years ago I was in one place and I was preaching, and they actually kept the street sweepers in their own area. They were allowed to go out to the rest of the town or city to sweep the streets, but they couldn't. But after their duties were performed, they had to all live amongst each other in a terrible downtrodden ghetto. The idea is these people are so low, they shouldn't contaminate others. And one of the roles of street sweeper in those days was to carry the night soil. You all know what is night soil. You see, they didn't have modern sanitational facilities like flushing toilets back in such days hundreds of years ago. So the wealthy people, they would just have a place where they would respond to nature to their full satisfaction. And the flushing system was the bungies. They would come and they would just collect all the remnants and put it in buckets and carry it on their heads outside and carry it to their own neighborhood and then pour it somewhere. So they were considered very, very contaminated people, very low class. It's the most menial occupation a person could have, a street sweeper. Just covered by the dust of everybody's feet. King Prataparudra, although he was the most powerful, wealthy controller of the entire kingdom, wanted to show Jagannath his heart, that whatever I'm doing it simply as a menial service to you. and I'll do anything for you. I will sweep the street for you. King Prataparudra swept that street with such humility, with such a menial feeling of insignificance toward himself and his own heart. He was not only sweeping the street for Lord Jagannath, but he was sweeping the street for all the devotees, all the pilgrims, and everyone who is attending the Rath Yatra. When Lord Chaitanya saw the great king of Orissa lovingly taking the menial service of a street sweeper, his heart melted. He decided right then and there, because of his humility, I will most definitely give him my full mercy on this very day. Then the chariots began to move. After a few minutes, Lord Jagannath, by his own sweet will, stopped. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to organize the kirtan parties. He divided his devotees into 7 different kirtan parties. Each party had 6 kartal players, or 8 kartal players, 8 kartal players, 2 murdangas, 24 people trained to chant in response to the leader, 1 leader and 1 lead dancer. The first kirtan group, he selected Swarup Damodar Goswami to be the lead singer. And the lead dancer was Sri Advaitacharya. The second party, Srivas Thakur was the lead singer and Nityananda Prabhu was the lead dancer. The third party, Haridas Thakur was the lead dancer, and lead singer was, does anyone know? We already said. Mukundadat. Mukundadat was the lead singer and Haridas Thakur was the lead dancer. And the fourth party, Govinda Ghosh was the lead singer and Vakreshwar Pandit was the lead dancer. The fifth group was the residents of Kulinagram, where Ramananda and Satyaraj were the lead dancers. The sixth group was the devotees of Shantipur, where Achyutananda was the lead dancer, and the seventh group was the residents of Srikanda, in which Narahari and Raghunandan were the lead dancers. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged that 4 parties were in front of Lord Jagannath's cart, 1 was on each side and 1 was behind. This way the kirtan was performed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, with his own loving hands, put garland and sandalwood on each of the devotees and embraced them. The Lord, as the kirtans were being performed, he looked up at Lord Jagannath and began to offer prayers. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. He offered beautiful prayers from the scriptures, one of which he prayed, I am not a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or Shudra. I am not a sannyasi, brahmachari, grihasta, or vanaprastha. My eternal position is Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Das 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 Anudas, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. Then the Lord induced everyone to dance. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was dancing. He was dancing from one party, from one of the kirtan groups to the next, inspiring them all in ecstatic love. Then he performed a great miracle. He simultaneously manifested himself in each one of the seven kirtan groups, dancing in ecstasy. In each one of the kirtan groups, they were thinking that Lord Chaitanya is only with me. He's not leaving us. He's not going anywhere else. How merciful he is. No one except his most intimate associates could understand what he was really doing. This is a miracle that the Lord had performed before. Kaviraj Goswami describes during the Ras Lila, Shukadev Goswami explains that Sri Krishna, he manifested himself in and between each and every gopi. And every gopi was thinking, Krishna's only dancing with me. And in Dwarka, Krishna had 16,108 palaces. And in each and every palace, each queen is thinking, Krishna just stays with me. He never leaves me. This is the unlimited opulence of the Supreme Lord. King Prataparudra was on top of his roof looking down. And he was able to see how Lord Chaitanya was spontaneously and simultaneously in each and every one of the seven groups. He was completely stunned in ecstasy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya, seeing the king completely immersed in ecstatic love, they said, "You have received the Lord's supreme mercy." Srila Prabhupada explains what that mercy was. The king was able to actually see and realize how Lord Chaitanya was dancing and Lord Jagannath was watching the dancing. How Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya were the one and same supreme person who were having a pastime. The Lord was having a pastime with himself. And he was also able to see how the Lord was dancing in all seven groups simultaneously for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath and the devotees. Why did the Lord show Maharaj Prataparudra, as he was practically the only one in the whole assembly who got to actually see this and realize this? Because King Prataparudra took the role of a menial street sweeper to serve the Lord and his devotees, the Lord gave him his full transcendental mercy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. His dance at Ratha Yatra is unparalleled in the history of creation. The ecstatic symptoms of love that he demonstrated when he was dancing have never seen before. No one but the Supreme Lord himself can manifest such ecstasies. As he danced, each and every time he placed his foot on the ground, the entire earth with all its lakes, rivers, and mountains would tilt due to the weight of the Lord's body. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whirled around, he whirled around so fast he was like a firebrand where you couldn't see where was the beginning or the end of his running in circles. The Lord would become stunned, paralyzed, immovable. Each and every one of his limbs became as hard as dried wood. And then the next moment, another type of ecstasy would fill his body, and his body would become as soft as butter. He became so light that the devotees could just pick him up like a swab of cotton and pass him over their heads from one devotee to another. The Lord's hairs were sometimes standing on end, like the flowers of the samuli tree. He was perspiring profusely. It was like oceans coming from every pore of his body. And at other times,
blood was flowing from every pore of his body. His color was changing. Sometimes he was white, sometimes he was pink. At other times he would jump into the air and cry out very loudly, "Hari, Hari!"
Hari, Hari.
Then he would lose consciousness in the air and fall to the ground. Then he would roll in the ground. It appeared like a great golden mountain was rolling in the dust of Puri. Every part of his body would erupt with goosebumps. And other times, his teeth were chattering so hard and so fast, like a small child in the middle of the winter. Except his teeth were chattering so much that everyone in Puri who was seeing him were fearful that every one of his teeth, one by one, would just fall right out of his mouth. His voice was choked up. The only sounds he could make were ja-ja-ga-ga, 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 ja-ja-ga-ga. His eyes were not just weeping, but tears were shooting out of his eyes in streams like a syringe. Other times, his breath would completely stop. He would be unconscious, and there was no sign of life. At other times, he would dance in ecstasy, jumping and leaping and twirling, and foam started pouring out of his mouth, just like nectar emanating from the moon. And one devotee of the name Shubhananda, who was very expert at relishing divine mellows, he caught that foam secretly and drank it. While the Lord was dancing, the devotees formed three circles around the Lord to protect him from the crowds. One circle was led by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The next circle, Kashishwar and Govinda, the servants of the Lord, arranged. And the third circle around the other two circles was King Prataparudra and his ministers. Lord Chaitanya was dancing so incredibly ecstatic, and he was inducing all the other devotees to dance in the same way. Nityananda Prabhu was just following the Lord everywhere, ready to catch him in case he fell down. And Advaitacharya was running behind the Lord, constantly chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." At one point, the devotees were so submerged in the kirtan that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down and nobody saw him. But he fell right into the arms of Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra was so happy. He's rendering this personal service to the Lord. He's touching the body of the Lord. Then the Lord came back to consciousness and saw the king and immediately jumped away and called out in great anguish, "How pitiable I am! How misfortunate I am! I have been touched by a materialistic person." The king was devastated. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, "Actually, Lord Chaitanya is very pleased with you." But he's saying these things just to teach the common people the standards of one in the renounced order of life. One time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in these circles, and everybody was just stunned, fixed on watching his beautiful dance. King Prataparudra was in ecstasy seeing the dance of Lord Chaitanya. Srivas Thakur was standing right in front of King Prataparudra, and he was blocking the king's vision. So one of the king's ministers, whose name was Harish Chandra, he was
very gently and respectfully asking Srivas, please move aside. The king cannot see the Lord's dance. He's the king. But Srivas was so absorbed in the kirtan, he didn't hear him. So then Harishchandra was gently tapping him, trying to get his attention. But Srivas was so absorbed, he paid no attention. So he kept tapping him and tapping him a little harder, a little harder. Finally, Srivas Thakur turned around and slapped Harishchandra. Harishchandra, who's representing the king, he was ready to chastise Srivas, but the king Prataparudra stopped him and said, you are so fortunate. You have been blessed by the loving hand of Srivas Thakur. I am only praying in such future birth that I can someday attain such mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his great ecstasy, he prayed that in the spirit of Srimati Radharani, he asked Swarup Damodar to offer a particular prayer that was just exactly according to the feelings of his heart. He's saying, I have now again attained the Lord of my life, in the absence from whom I was being burnt by Cupid and withering away. Hearing that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into a deep spiritual trance of love. He and Swarup Damodar Goswami were repeatedly reciting this sloka. I have now again attained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I have been burnt by Cupid and was withering away. This was the sentiment of Sri Radharani when she met with Krishna in Kurukshetra at the time of the solar eclipse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing different prayers, he was enacting those prayers with his arms as he was dancing. Such a beautiful performance. Jagannath was unblinkingly staring upon him. At times the cart was moved, the chariot was moving forward, and Lord Chaitanya would go behind the chariot in the mood of Sri Radharani just to see if Krishna, Jagannath, was remembering her. Jagannath would stop the cart. And although all these thousands of people were pulling and pulling and pulling, Jagannath's chariot would not move even one inch. But when Lord Chaitanya came in front of the cart again, Jagannath followed behind. The mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Ratha Yatra is revealed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya was dancing with his eyes fixed in the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath, and he was revealing these prayers. He played, speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that those lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for most people, the mind and the heart are one. But my mind can never be separated from Sri Vrindavan Dham. Therefore, my mind is non-different than Vrindavan. I know that you love Vrindavan. Please return to Vrindavan. Fulfill all my most cherished desires and place your lotus feet again in the land of Braja. Here in Kurukshetra, we see that you are surrounded by infantry, soldiers, horses, elephants, and the sound of rattling chariots. But in Vrindavan, you are always in the beautiful forest of Kadamba trees on the bank of the Jamuna, and there is the beautiful sound of the humming of the bees and the chirping of the birds. Here in Kurukshetra, you are in the dress of a royal prince with crown and armor. You are surrounded by thousands and thousands of great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you are in the dress of a cowherd boy with a peacock feather in your hair, the Jayanti Mala, garland of wild forest flowers, and the Gunjamala decorating your neck. In Vrindavan, your constant companion is your flute and your loving associates, the cowherd boys. I do not even experience one particle of a drop of happiness here in Kurukshetra as I do in the ocean of bliss of Vrindavan. Please come home. Come home to Vrindavan. This is my submission to you. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get your association in Vrindavan, I will not be able to maintain my life. You have instructed the gopis that we should meditate on you in transcendental knowledge. When you left for Mathura, you sent Uddhava to come and try to pacify us. And through him you instructed that we should become mystic yogis. You should understand that I am in the heart of every living being. And if you meditate upon me within your heart, you will never be separated from me. But we are not jnana yogis. We are not jnana yogis. We were not satisfied by this instruction. We are longing for you to return so that we can dance with you. We could see your beautiful form. We could make garlands for you. We can cook for you. We can engage all of our lives for your loving service. The gopis of Vrindavan are now drowning in a vast ocean of separation and the timangila fish of their ambition to serve you, is swallowing them alive. The gopis do not want liberation. They do not want anything of this world. They only want to serve you, to love you. Please do not kill them. Please return to Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he continued his beautiful prayers to Lord Jagannath in the mood of Srimati Radharani, that Krishna, you are certainly a very refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not a tinge of fault to be found in you. yet our mind does not even remember, yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. Srimati Radharani prayed, I do not care for my own unhappiness. But when I see how your own mother, Yashoda Mai, and the cowherd boys and the gopis, how their hearts are breaking in separation from you, I cannot bear it. Sometimes I wonder, do you want to kill those who love you in Vrindavan? Or do you want to come back and save their lives? Why, Krishna? Why do you keep them alive simply to suffer the anguish of separation? The inhabitants of Vrindavan, they don't want you dressed as a prince, nor do they want you to associate with all these great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let all the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these prayers of Srimati Radharani, he began to weep. I'm sorry, when Krishna heard these prayers from Sri Radharani, he began to cry incessantly. Then he spoke. He said, please believe me when I speak the truth. Since I have left Vrindavan, I cry day and night in separation from all of you. In fact, just to keep all of you alive, I have worshipped Lord Narayan and received the benediction that every day I could invisibly come to Vrindavan to be with all of you. Lord Krishna, he explained that there is no greater unhappiness in his life than to see the unhappiness of the residents of Vrindavan. But they should know for certain that he is always with them. He said that the only reason I live with the Yadus is for their pleasure. But my heart is always in Vrindavan. I've already killed so many demons, even the wicked Kamsa. There is only 4 or 5 more demons that I have to kill. And then I promise you, within 10 or 20 days, I will return to Vrindavan to be with you. So this was the mood between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Ratha Yatra ceremony. Ratha Yatra is the ceremony where Krishna is returning to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explained it very simple in terms of how we should meditate upon Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra is the festival wherein we are bringing Krishna. But Krishna is returning to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explained it very simple in terms of how we should meditate upon Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra is the festival wherein we are bringing Krishna back into our hearts. But we must make our hearts very pure, very clean, spotless, before Krishna will manifest himself within the temple of our hearts. This is the significance of the cleaning of the Gundicha Mandir. And this is actually the meditation of the devotees during the Ratha Yatra. The kirtan procession continued on. They came to a place called Balagandhi. At Balagandhi, King Prataparudra and all the Brahmins and other people of Puri began to bring offerings of bhoga for Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra. There were tens and thousands of offerings in all directions. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into a garden to take rest with his devotees. He laid on a raised platform, and his devotees were laying under different trees in that garden. At that time, the devotees sent Maharaj Prataparudra into the garden dressed as an ordinary person, in the robe of a simple Vaishnava. After receiving the blessings from all the Vaishnavas, King Prataparudra approached Lord Chaitanya, who was laying down. He offered his obeisances, got up, and lovingly massaged the Lord's lotus feet. On the instructions of the devotees, he sang the Gopi Gita, the prayers of separation that the gopis offered to Lord Krishna, beginning with Jayati Te Dikam. Lord Chaitanya was so very, very pleased to hear this. He lovingly said to the king, without knowing who he was, he said, "Go on reciting, go on reciting." The king continued. Then he sang that celebrated verse offered by the gopis. Tavakatam vritam tapta jivanam kaviriditam kalmasapaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvigrananthiye buridachana. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the king singing this, he cried out, "Burida, Burida, you are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." He embraced the king again and again and again, bathing King Prataparudra with the tears of his ecstatic love. King Prataparudra was also weeping and bathing the Lord in his tears of ecstatic love. They were both trembling. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the king continuously recite this beautiful prayer. Finally, the Lord, he said, "Who are you? Tell me, who are you? You have given me such nectar. You are speaking the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna." King Prataparudra replied, "I am the most obedient servant of the servant of your servants. My only ambition in life is to be the servant of your servants." Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard that through this lila, the Lord is revealing what is the ultimate perfection of life. When Dhruva Maharaj was offered any benediction by Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, the only thing he asked for was to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his supreme opulence of Krishna to Kolaveta Sridhar, who was a poverty-stricken banana leaf seller, living in a thatched hut, wearing torn-up, ripped-off clothes that were knotted in dozens of places, emaciated due to starvation. When the Lord offered him any benediction, he rejected material wealth. He rejected elevation to the heavenly planets. He rejected all mystic cities. He rejected liberation, mukti. He rejected promotion to Vaikuntha. When the Lord asked, "What do you want? I want to give you a benediction." He said, "The only thing I desire is that I may eternally be awarded the ultimate goal of being the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants." Therefore, the Acharyas explain, there is no greater goal to aspire for in all existence than to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Without that ambition, we cannot return to the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with the service attitude of Maharaj Prataparudra that he revealed to the king's eyes his divine opulences. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the king, and the king offered his respects and permission to leave. When he returned to the devotees, they were in great bliss. This is another important lesson that the Lord wants to teach us. That materialistic people, when they see someone else making spiritual advancement or getting the mercy of the Lord, they become envious. But the nature of a devotee is the greatest pleasure that they receive in life is seeing someone else getting the mercy of the Lord. King Prataparudra then sent hundreds and hundreds of preparations of prasad for the Lord and his devotees to have. They had big feast. It's a long story what happened in this feast. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally wanted to serve it out. But the devotees would not eat until he began eating. So his servant said, "Please sit down, my Lord, you have to eat." So the Lord sat, and as he was eating, he was directing the servers. Because the Lord is the Paramatma in every soul's heart, he knew exactly what preparation every devotee liked and what they wanted. And he was directing the servants. "Swarup Damodar Goswami, give him Rasgulla. Govinda, give him Halwa." He knew exactly. In this way, every single devotee that was there was being directly fed by the direction of Lord Chaitanya. And he made them eat more and more and more until they were filled up to their necks. After all the devotees were satisfied, then the Lord called all the beggars of Orissa to come into the garden. And these beggars, they were fed by the direction of the Lord, sumptuous, opulent prasad of Lord Jagannath. And as they were eating, Lord Chaitanya kept telling them to loudly chant, "Hari Bol!" By chanting Hari Bol, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, each and every one of the beggars attained the highest treasure of pure, unalloyed devotional service. Meanwhile, it was time for the Ratha Yatra again to begin. The goaters began to pull the ropes, but the chariot would not move. King Prataparudra was very much disturbed by this. He brought the strongest, most powerful wrestlers of Orissa to come and pull those ropes. They were pulling and pulling and struggling and straining. The chariot would not move. This was a great perplexity. King Prataparudra brought all the most powerful royal elephants and yoked them to Jagannath's chariot. The elephants were pulling. The elephant trainers had their goads and they were poking the elephants, trying to get the elephants to pull harder and harder. The elephants were struggling and straining and screaming. But the chariot would not move. Lord Chaitanya was watching this and smiling. He disconnected all the elephants, sent the wrestlers away, put the ropes in the hands of his devotees. Then he went to the back of Jagannath's chariot, and with his head, he pushed it. Immediately the chariot began to rattle and move forward, as the Lord was pushing with his head from the rear. The great wonder was the devotees, they weren't even pulling. The rope was just laying in their hands, and Jagannath was moving forward. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came forward dancing in ecstasy. As he was dancing, it's described that the ecstatic symptoms were like waves of ecstasy. Sometimes different type of ecstasies were coming simultaneously, and they were fighting each other like battling soldiers. Every single person in Puri was watching his dance. And every single person in Puri, by seeing Lord Chaitanya dance on that day, their hearts became completely pure and they attained ecstatic love of Krishna. Whether it was the servants of Jagannath, or the pilgrims, or the government servants, or the residents of Puri, or the guests, every single person attained pure love of God simply by seeing the loving dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, the chariots of Baladev, Subhadramayi, and Lord Jagannath reached the Gundicha temple, which is non-different than the gardens of Vrindavan. The deities were carried into Gundicha. For the next 9 days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees danced in great, great love throughout the entire day, enjoying the Vrindavan pastimes with Lord Jagannath. We find that this festival of Ratha Yatra has such a deep and profound significance. If we are humble like Maharaj Prataparudra, if we are sincere to take the name of Krishna and to worship Lord Krishna, then we can attain the ultimate destination of life. Ratha Yatra is a festival that brings the ultimate ecstasies to the highest paramhamsas, because they understand this is the highest lila of the Lord. And to the neophyte devotees, it's a wonderful opportunity to please the spiritual masters by preaching Krishna consciousness, by broadcasting the holy names all over the world. Lord Chaitanya was very fond of this particular verse. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. describing that the nectar of the words describing Krishna are the ultimate medicine for the benefit of all living beings. And one who broadcasts this message is the most munificent, merciful, well-wisher of all living beings. Krishna says in Gita, there is no one more dear to me than those persons who give Krishna consciousness to others. And there will never be anyone more dear to me than him. Srila Prabhupada was that person. He is Bhurida, the most munificent. He is most dear and empowered by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We are performing this Ratha Yatra today under his instructions, striving to be instruments of his compassion. We will go out there today as the servant of the servant of his servants. And through this process, if we have sincere hearts, such great spiritual wealth we will attain. Krishna's mercy. Srila Prabhupada, he inaugurated Ratha Yatra all over the world because he wanted love of Krishna to spread to everyone, everywhere. How fortunate we are that we can help him today in this wonderful, wonderful way. Practically anywhere in the world where Prabhupada was, during Prabhupada's manifested Leela, wherever the devotees were having a Ratha Yatra, he would go to that place to encourage the Vaishnavas. When he was a small child in Calcutta, he would have little Ratha Yatras with his sister. And when he became the world Acharya, millions of people were benefited by his love for Lord Jagannath. So let us go today with grateful hearts. Let us go in remembrance of the great merciful personalities that we are representing, and dance and sing the glories of the Lord. More humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. This is the way Srila Prabhupada, our acharyas and Lord Chaitanya taught us to distribute the holy name of Krishna throughout the world. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai ki jai. Nithai Gaur Himanandi. It is now time to end. Hare Krishna.